CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Another town in America is in mourning after a school shooting. Two students and two teachers were killed at Appalachia High School in Georgia. CBS's Mark Strassman.
Wednesday night, hundreds came together for a vigil.
I just felt like I needed to be here.
Samantha Huff graduated from Appalachia High School 2 years ago, but came home to Winder after hearing about the shooting.
It's just never going to be the same again. Like, our little small town is always going to have this hurt in our heart because of this.
The suspect, a 14-year-old student, he will be charged with murder. Republican Liz Cheney says she's voting for the Democratic nominee for president. She spoke at Duke University.
Not only am I not voting for Donald Trump, but I will be voting for Kamala Harris.
Analyst Larry Sabato.
The more Republicans that get out there, the easier it is for rank and file Republicans who are also very conservative to say, I'm conservative, but I'm not a Donald Trump conservative.
Trump is in New York today, where he's expected to speak about the economy. Katrina Kaufman is there.
We're expecting a more thorough outline of his economic proposal at this important economic speech today. One thing he's talked about is extending the tax cuts from his first presidency and adding additional tax cuts. He's also talked about eliminating tax on tips and on Social Security.
57 million Americans are under heat alerts or advisories across the West. In San Diego, meteorologist Carlene Chavis.
We have heat advisories across the Pacific Northwest, also north of us, San Joaquin Valley, dealing with temperatures between 102 to 107. And then just towards the east of us across Arizona, dealing with the excessive heat warnings that are in effect right now all the way until Friday night.
Could AI help detect cancer and a person's chances of surviving it? CBS's Michael George has that.
Researchers at Harvard Medical School are developing an AI tool designed to diagnose various forms of cancer. They say their ChatGPT-like model goes beyond current AI approaches to detect cancer. It's been tested on 19 cancer types and is engineered to not only detect cancer, but to also predict patient outcomes.
The NFL season kicks off today with defending champion Kansas City hosting Baltimore. Erica Herskowitz.
Well, no team has ever won three straight Super Bowls, so the Chiefs know what is at stake as they begin the season against the Ravens tonight. And right now, Kansas City is the popular favorite to win it all again. But remember, teams like the Niners, the Lions, and the Ravens will be breathing down their necks.
Checking early numbers on Wall Street, the Dow is up about 4 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best in 2023 and 24. Lowest prices ever right now. Prossersrv.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 34-year-old Union Pacific worker from Burlington died after being hit by a Metra train in Kenosha yesterday. It happened just after noon near 13th Avenue and 69th. We're working on learning more. Racine's Common Council has approved a developer's agreement to extend water services to Microsoft's planned data centers in Mount Pleasant. Alicia Jarrett, representative of Racine's 14th Aldermanic District, is stepping down. She says she's moving on to advance her career in the Air National Guard. And a Trump campaign town hall and a counter-protest are scheduled for Milwaukee tonight. The Republican event will be held near the UW-Milwaukee campus. A group called Working Families Power has organized a rally in opposition. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, Class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The NFL season begins tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Tonight, the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs kick off the season. Tomorrow night, it'll be the Green Bay Packers versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Head coach Matt LaFleur said that the team's focus has been on their opponent and not the travel.
We're focused on Philadelphia. The circumstances are such, and if you draw your attention elsewhere, then I think you're doing yourself a disservice. So we're going to keep our focus on Philly. It's a really good football team, and they've shown a level of consistency over the last couple of years that's tough to deal with.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. tomorrow night. For the third time in four games, the Milwaukee Brewers had to play a game in extra innings, and in all three of those games, including last night, the Brewers lost. The St. Louis Cardinals took the game in 10 innings with a 3-2 win. The Brewers are off today before playing a three-game home series against Colorado this weekend. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 83. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 59. Tomorrow, a few lingering thunderstorms with a more fall-like high of 68. Saturday, sunny, 65 by Sunday, sunshine with a high back up to 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Can't buy me love, love, can't buy me love. I'll buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love, can buy me love. Everybody tells me so, can buy me love. No, 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 say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Can buy me love. No, 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 no.
money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
You spoke, we listened. Local News and Timeless Hits are back right here on WRJN. If you're Stuart J. Waddles, say a news story you'd like to learn more about, just go on our website, WRJN, and scroll down for news.
Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Don't you know it's a pity the days can't like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
And kicking. One hit wonder, Tighter Tighter, back in 1970. Well, that was a great hit, though, really. If you're going to have one hit, make it good. Catch the Brewers at American Family Field before summer slips away. Yeah, it feels like summer today, though. That's kind of nice. Enter the WRJ and Big Deal's Pennant Race Sweepstakes for your chance to win four club-level tickets to see the Brewers take on the Arizona Diamondbacks. A couple Saturdays from now, September 20. Oh, gosh, we'll be that much closer to October. September 21st, just visit WRJN.com. Click on our Big Deals tab, and the pop-up will pop up. And you just sign up on that. No purchase necessary. You can enter once a day until Friday, September 13th. WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewers baseball.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, Timeless Hits 2 and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, Timeless Hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Mondays are for baseball with Brewers Miller High Life Mondays. Grab your terrace infield or outfield seats for $6 or Loge bleacher seats for just $12, courtesy of Miller High Life. Get yours at brewers.com/highlife. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking to the people who have savings and investments. I want to encourage you to check in on your accounts about more than just your returns. Also check the fees that you're paying. Look, investing is never free, but there are all kinds of fees that can show up on statements, and they can really eat up your profits over time. I mean, a 1% fee sounds downright cheap, right? But if you only expect a 7% long-term return on your investment, which is a moderate and reasonable amount, that 1% is going to slow your investment growth and take a big bite of its value when you get to retirement. If you've got questions about fees, call your broker or your bank. Ask how the fees are affecting your returns. And if you don't like the answer, you can move your money to someplace with lower fees. Check out workmoney.org for more money tips. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Well, since my baby left me, will I find a new place to dwell? Well, it's down at the end of Lone Street, that heartbreak hotel where I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely, I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted mothers to cry there in the gloom. I'll be so, I'll be just so lonely, baby. I'll be just so lonely, I'll be so lonely, I could die. Keep flowing, the desk clerks dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never, never look back and think of something. Think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely, they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down Lonely Street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be. You're so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die. Crowded, you lovers to cry. So lonely, baby, well, they're so lonely, well, they're so lonely, they could die.
Summer Scene's home for local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. Paul McCartney says this is his, actually one of his favorite Beach Boys songs, God Only Knows. Just said the brilliance of writing it, and it always gets him thinking when he hears this song. And WRJN.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. You're so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, though life would still go on, believe me, the world could show nothing to me. So what good would without you.
Mama,
Local News and Timeless. It's WRJN. Just sat down and really enjoyed this song. A lot of times in your DJ, you're just kind of like, okay, what's the next thing I got to talk about? What's the next thing? And just to sit down and really just appreciate that song, Beach Boys. No wonder Paul McCartney loves that thing. I do too. For today's forecast, I got a chance of showers later on in the afternoon and tonight overnight. They're not saying anything about severe, just your typical Racine Kenosha thunderstorm. All right, I can take that. Highs will be about 83, so getting increasing cloudy. 77 degrees right now in Racine, 76 in Kenosha, as we now join the WRJN for Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden in Westby today to hear from people about how they've benefited from his administration's Investing in America agenda. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez.
We were able to bring Microsoft in the Racine Kenosha area. That's fantastic for Wisconsin to have that type of tech hub. You're going to see a lot more of this.
The president is visiting the Blue Wall battleground states of Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan this week. Conditions at Wisconsin's youth prisons are improving. A new report shows Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools are meeting most court-ordered improvements. Those include fewer restraints and no more strip searches. The state plans to close both lockups and build a new youth prison in Milwaukee by 2026. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 34-year-old Union Pacific worker from Burlington died after being hit by a Metra train in Kenosha yesterday. His name was Austin Scott Raisby. It happened at around 12:15 near 13th Avenue and 69th Street. Kenosha police quickly showed up along with investigators from the Union Pacific Railroad. There were about 20 people on the southbound Metra train to Chicago at the time of the incident. We're still trying to learn more. Racine's Common Council has approved a developer's agreement to extend water services to Microsoft's planned data centers in Mount Pleasant. The decision clears the way for increased water flow to support Microsoft's $3.3 billion investment in Racine County. And the council is again down another member. Alicia Jarrett, representative of Racine's 14th Aldermanic District, says she's stepping aside. She was first elected in April. The rep for the western part of the city told Alders she was leaving to advance her career in the Air National Guard. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Clouds increase this afternoon as high temperatures still smack below 80s. As a cold front approaches, shots of showers and thunderstorms exist this evening, overnight, and scatter out through tomorrow, dragging in a fall feel with temperatures in the mid-60s Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
We may be. There's no need to act
can you tell me how much you miss me? When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. To him, you were nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. The greatest thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too. Just can't make it without you. So tell me, are you gonna stay now? Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
That's Johnny Rivers, Poor Side of Town, right here on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and we've been doing that for, can you believe it, 97 years. On that note, you know who turned 106 yesterday? No, he's passed. Paul Harvey. And we're going to have the rest of the story today at 12:05, just out of the news. Right now, it's Guess Who?
These eyes every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah, and I will never be free. No, my baby, no, no.
Yeah.
WRJ and Martha and the Vandellas, Dancing in the Street. Huge hit with that monster hit. And 20 years later, another monster hit with that same song, Dancing in the Street, by David Bowie and Mick Jagger. We got Mick coming up with the Rolling Stones. And just to mention, our next Wisconsin Badger game airs this Saturday on WJRJ. my mind just said, you know, we need some more coffee here. Come on, stat. Pre-game just afternoon with a kickoff at 2:30 against South Dakota State. Just follow the Badgers all season here on WRJN.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
The Franksville Food Truck Festival is back at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden September 6th and 7th, featuring 25 food trucks. Enjoy live music both nights from 6 to 9 with FM Rodeo on Friday and Landline on Saturday. Kids can have a blast in the bounce houses while the adults enjoy Wisconsin craft beer. And don't miss the Friday night Packers viewing party. It all kicks off at 5 p.m. on September 6th. Get all the details at FranksvilleFoodTruckFestival.com. The festival is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits, too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here.
Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God. Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There you go. Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Food and good news and timelessness right here at WRJN. Got local news coming up with our awesome Stuart J. Waddle, CBS National News and Sports coming up. Here's the Stones.
Jump, jump.
Timeless Hits. WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Court action in Washington going on now. New arguments in the federal election interference case against former President Trump. A narrower indictment was issued last week in the wake of the Supreme Court's immunity ruling. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Donald Trump has entered formally not guilty pleas to those same four federal felony counts he faces for election subversion. It's the four counts from that superseding indictment that was filed last week by the special counsel. It has